السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى says وأما من خاف مقام ربه. The person who feared standing before his Allah, that is on the day of judgment, every person will have to answer for his own doings. We don't believe that somebody died for someone else. We believe that each person has to answer for his own doings. Yes, others will be given the permission to make shafa'at or intercession. The huffaz of the Quran Sharif, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran Sharif itself will make shafa'at, and so many other things. But shafa'at is merely an intercession, that you say, "Oh Allah, please forgive so and so." But they won't have the right to forgive. The forgiveness will only come from Allah Ta'ala. They will only have the right to intercede, to make an intercession, to plead on behalf of somebody. After that, if Allah Ta'ala wills, then He will accept that intercession and forgive that person. And if not, the person has to suffer for his sins. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from the azab of Jahannam. So this azab of Jahannam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to stay away from it. Therefore He says that that person who in this world feared that there will be a day of judgment, where the person will have to answer for all his doings and actions, and as a result of that fear that came into his heart, so he restrained himself from hawa, from evil passions and desires, then Jannat is his abode. Now this hawa, the Urdu translation, this is the Arabic hawa, meaning passions. He withheld himself, he restrained himself. And when we say hawa in Urdu, then it means something else. So therefore we have to understand that this is Arabic, which is in the Quran Sharif. But Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion he was taking a walk up and down in his khanqah there, and from upstairs a person was holding his stomach and coming down and complaining of terrible stomach ache. So he said, "Kya baat hai?" He said, "Hawa ki shikayat hai." He said, "Hawa ki shikayat hai." Now he was talking about gas problem. So he says, "Because of that, I am restless." So he said, "Hum bhi yehi keh rahe hai." ہم بھی یہی کہتے ہیں کہ اتباع ہوا کی وجہ سے آج لوگ پریشان ہیں. Just look at the اہل اللہ from way to way. He said, ہم بھی یہی کہتے ہیں کہ اتباع ہوا کی وجہ سے آج کل لوگ پریشان ہیں. Now he was talking about the ہوا, which is the Arabic passions, evil passions and desires. So he said, just as you are complaining of ہوا, the Urdu ہوا, in the same way, we are also complaining that because people are following their evil passions and desires, the whole world today is in turmoil. And that is exactly what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is also saying. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. That the person who feared standing before his Allah and he restrained himself from his evil passions. Now that is all. Just restraining from evil passions, desires, is what is... Let's bring it quickly. ND11-7712. Somebody wants to come out, remove your car. 11-7712. So there are many desires which come into a person's heart which are acceptable, which are permissible to fulfill. And the majority of those desires are in that category which are permissible. If a person really wants to follow the Sharia and the Quran and the Sunnah, then there are many desires that a person has which is natural. Allah Ta'ala has made our deen a deen of fitrah, natural deen, something that takes into consideration every aspect of a human life, every desire of a person. If this is Allah Ta'ala has created passions, so now it's a desire that the person must fulfill that passion, so Allah Ta'ala says get married, make nikah. It is a desire of a person to eat, so Allah says no problem, eat. But I have created for you so many things, so many types of fruit, so many types of drink, so many types of meat, so many types of things I have made halal for you, then why go for that haram? Why do you go for that haram when there's so much of halal? It is the desire of a person that he wants to make progress in life materially, so he wants to start a business, he wants to earn money. Nothing wrong, open a business, but stock halal, speak the truth, deal honestly. So your desire is being fulfilled also, and at the same time it is getting you closer to Allah Ta'ala also. How beautiful and practical and easy Islam is and Sharia is. But it is human nature that those things which are prohibited, that is what a person wants to go for. Those few things which are prohibited, that is what the person wants. So that is what Allah Ta'ala says. Then that person who feared, that when the thought came, when the desire came, then he restrained himself, then inshallah Jannat will be this person's abode. In the Quran Sharif also Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told, or the people are told, that did you see the person, this ayat means that do you see the person who has made his passions his God? That just what is ilah? Ilah is something that is worshipped. So the person who is fulfilling every passion, every desire, as soon as there is a demand from the passion, then immediately the person fulfills that passion. That means he is obeying that passion just as he should have obeyed Allah Ta'ala. So he has made his hawa, again that same hawa, he has made his God. Allah Ta'ala says he has made that God, he's worshipping it. It's not just worshipping some idol of stone. Allah Ta'ala calls these passions which the person fulfills, which are evil, says it is as if he has made them gods. So that is what we were discussing in that poetry in the Zikr Majlis a fortnight ago. And I had just discussed two or three of those verses. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala, dil badal de. So we had discussed this part, that we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to change this heart of ours which is filled with evil passions and desires and greed. Greed and passions which is taking us to such limits that even Shaitan feels ashamed of us. Even Shaitan is becoming ashamed of what we are doing as believers in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If those who have got no belief in Allah Ta'ala, no belief in the Day of Judgment, no belief in the Anbiya and the Rasuls of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, no belief in the books and the angels of Allah Ta'ala, no belief in Jannat and Jahannam, if they indulge in certain types of sins which even an animal feels ashamed of, then they have no belief, so it is expected that they will behave worse than animals. But those who are believers, when we are claiming that we are believers in Allah Ta'ala, and many of us who have got connection with our masjids, we've got with our madrasas, with our dini activities, then at that time to indulge in such kind of sins, then it is definitely not befitting the person who claims to be a mu'min. And each and every one knows, we deal with cases every day, and we reply to letters every day, and we listen to stories every day. So we know what people are indulging in. Of course, as I repeatedly say, they should not feel afraid to get a prescription for their sickness, for their weakness, for this, because they are not going to be looked down upon. They are treated as patients. I have repeatedly said this. And if a doctor looks down upon his patient, if a patient goes to a doctor and the doctor discovers that this person has got AIDS, and now he rejects him and he holds him in contempt, and then he disgraces him everywhere with name, then we'll say such a doctor should not be practicing. So without name, sometimes certain things are mentioned so that somebody else takes a lesson. But they are never looked down upon. In fact, they are held in high esteem that here is a young person who went astray, he went off the track, but he is keen now, he wants to come back, he wants to change, he wants to reform, he wants to get connected with his Allah, he wants to bring the love of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart. So he is somebody that must be pitied, somebody that we must have compassion for, somebody that you must have love for, somebody that you must politely, gently, in whichever way, bring back onto track. How happy and pleased Allah Ta'ala will come that here is somebody that was going off or was gone off, but with that little effort this person made, he came back on track and he became my banda again. So we are saying, oh Allah, our hearts have reached that stage that they have become destroyed with passions, evil desires and greed. We have shattered them. We have bombarded them with so much of evil passions and desires that now there is no place left there for good desires. If a building is bombarded all the time, there's nothing left there. So where is the person going to then sleep and stay? So in the heart there had to be a place and space for the love of Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, for the Quran, for the tilawat, for the ibadat. Now we have bombarded that heart with so much of evil, with the eyes, with the ears, with the tongues, with the hands, with the feet, with our lips. Now where is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat and love going to come? Where is the space for that? So we are saying, oh Allah, our heart has reached that stage of damage that now no amount of surgery and no amount of medication will put it right. The only thing that's required now is a transplant of a fresh, new, powerful, beating heart. And you have that power. Oh Allah, you have that power. We may be extremely weak. Man cannot do things easily. But oh Allah, you are the one who gave us that pure, clean, purified heart. A heart which had no sickness, no disease, no weakness when we were born. You had blessed us with such a heart. When we became of age also, oh Allah, at that time you had given us that kind of a heart. It's only we, due to our own weakness, due to our own fulfillment of evil passions and desires, we have damaged this heart of ours. Just like the physical heart, you don't blame the doctors. If the patient doesn't listen to the cardiologist, he does his own thing. Cardiologist prescribe medication, he doesn't want to take. So then if he suffers pain, who must he blame? Just blame himself. These people are laughing because so you see, my advice to a person who's suffering from physical disease of the heart will never have effect. Now take the lesson from that. That if I have to give advice to a person suffering from a physically damaged heart, it will never have effect, because they'll say, Maulana, first you take your medication properly. So in the same way, when we are giving nasihat and advice, spiritual advice and nasihat, but if we are not going to make amal ourselves, all our speeches will be just in hot air. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. I mentioned about Dr. Tanzeelur Rahman when he underwent a bypass. So then he was told by his cardiologist that what we have really done now is we have transplanted a Mercedes engine into a Volkswagen car. So that's what we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that our heart has been damaged by evil desires, passions, hawa, ittiba of nafs and ittiba of hawa, and it hasn't brought any kind of happiness. Wallah, I can take qasams in this masjid dealing with cases that I haven't found one young person or old person or middle-aged person, man or woman, who after indulging continuously in sins has come to me and then said that I really enjoyed life and I would like to continue. Because if he was enjoying life, then why must he stop enjoyment? He must continue. Would anybody like to stop enjoyment? Then why is it that the person now says that I'm restless, I've destroyed myself, I don't know which way to turn, I'm getting suicidal tendencies, I'm climbing onto buildings and looking at the cars at the bottom, and afterwards suddenly my children come in front of me and then again I step down. Muslims are telling us. So why, when the person has got so much, beautiful home, plenty of wealth, then why must he do such type of things? So let us not look at those who want to live like animals or worse than animals. Let us look at the beautiful Sharia of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, beautiful deen of Allah ta'ala, and then we will find peace, because that is where it is. It is in the Quran, it is in the Sunnah, way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We will never find it where it is not. Like that person who was searching for something outside under the lamppost. So somebody asked him, what are you searching for? He said, I dropped a Kruger Rand or some gold coin. It's an example. So, or I dropped some coin or something valuable. So he said, where did you drop it? He said, I dropped it in the house. So then why are you searching outside by the lamppost? He said, in my house there's no light, it's darkness. So that's why I'm searching outside. Now will he ever find it? If he's searching outside there, will he ever find it? So if we are going to search for peace and happiness in the dazzle of the disco lights, just because there's plenty of lights there, you think we will find peace? In the cinemas, in the theaters, in the casinos, in the prostitute quarters, in all the places that we see a lot of dazzle and a lot of light and a lot of shine and a lot of brightness, we are not going to find it. We will have to come back to the Quran and the Sunnah. We have to come back into our home and search where we lost it. Where we lost that light, that is, or that valuable treasure, that is where we will have to search for it. So it is in our deen, in our, the Sharia of Islam, that is where it is. So we have to come and search for it there. And there, that is where Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامُ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. So if the abode is going to be Jannat, the gardens of Jannat in the Akhirat, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not given any hukam for which He does not give us a benefit also in this world. So He will give us one Jannat in this world immediately. And that Jannat will be of sukoon, of peace, of tranquility, of happiness. We will stay absolutely normal. It's not that suddenly we'll get five hands and six tails or something like that. Nothing. We'll be absolutely normal human beings. We will laugh, we will joke, we will eat, we will drink, we will do everything. But within our hearts, there will be such a contact with Allah Ta'ala. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi woh ba khuda rahe, woh sab ke saath rahe ke bhi sab se juda rahe. In the activities of the world also he remained with Allah. He remained with everybody, but he remained aloof also. I don't know which other way I can pour it out from my heart and transfer it into your heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first of all give me that kind of ikhlas that when I say something then it affects my heart too and your heart too. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillah. I thought we'll move a little forward, but it seems like we are stuck there. Whatever Allah wills is the best.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں.
I have repeatedly translated this part. O Allah, everyone in your garden is a flower. If there is a thorn, then it is myself. Consider ourselves as thorns and everybody else as flowers.
تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں
raha mein bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool kar mein hoon har dam karun main ae mere bari allahu allah allahu allah Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. O Allah, whatever days of my life are left, let me live them, let me pass them in your muhabbat, in your love, and in the love of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then my death must come also, Allah, in that same condition, that my heart is brimming and overfilled and overflowing and throbbing with your love and with your muhabbat. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahoon mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karoon main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Allah
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah 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 socho zara firaun ke ghar mein musa ko pala kisne gaur karo machli ke shikam mein yunus ko rakha kisne pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne unke naam ke gun gaate hain ibrahim khalilullah illallah 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub, Allah. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghis. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghis. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghis. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ay Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah. Oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, nothing else has gathered us here. Ya Allah, we have taken your Mubarak name. Oh my beloved Allah, we have gathered to make your zikr. Oh Allah, we have gathered here to make your zikr. Oh Allah, we want forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, we have believed in you as our creator. We have believed in you as our Khaliq, as our Malik, as our Razzaq Allah, as our Ghaffar Allah, as our Rahim Allah, as our Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, if we had not believed in you, we would not have gathered here. Ya Allah, you are hearing everything. You are seeing everything. You know everything. Oh Allah, you know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Oh my beloved Allah, the thoughts that are crossing our minds is that we have committed too many sins in our lives. Day and night we have been violating your ahkam. Oh Allah, day and night we have been disobeying you. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, but we have great hope in forgiveness from you. You dearly love those who extend these begging bowls before you and beg. Ya Allah, of human beings, if we have to beg, they become annoyed and displeased. But if we don't beg of you, you become angry and displeased. Ya Allah, because your treasures are unlimited. Oh Allah, the treasures of man are all limited. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Oh my Allah, even if our sin is more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, oh Allah, then to your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not want to return to those sins anymore. It hasn't brought us any kind of peace or happiness or contentment in our lives. Oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, the namazes that we have missed, give us the tawfiq to make qaza. The fast that which we do not keep in Ramadan, give us the tawfiq to make qaza. Oh Allah, the zakats which we may not have paid, give us the tawfiq to pay. If we have not undertaken hajj and it is farz upon us, give us the tawfiq to go for hajj. Oh Allah, whatever rights of mankind we have violated, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill those rights. To whomsoever, whatever is due, give us the tawfiq of payment. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from our sins. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing. Ey mere pyare Allah, shifa tere haath mein. O Allah, cure is in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, lekin marizon ki shifa hai mere pyare khuda tere daste qudrat mein hai. Ey mere Allah, we are seeking from you complete cure from all our ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, whosoever in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sick and ill. Ya Allah, whether they are in hospitals or in homes, give them complete cure from their ailments. Ey Allah, tu hame shifa-e tamma, kamila, qajila, mustamirra ata farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, hamare mashayikh ko sehat-e tamma ata farma. Ey Allah, cure us of all our spiritual and physical ailments. We are spiritually sick. Our hearts have become diseased, O my Allah. It has become so damaged with our ittiba of hawa that, O Allah, no kind of surgery and medication will help anymore. But oh Allah, if you can give men the intelligence to transplant hearts, what is it difficult for you, oh my beloved Allah, to transplant a spiritually sound health into our bodies? Mere pyare khuda, tere liye mushkil nahi hai. Ay Allah, purify our hearts. Purify it of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, of pride, of arrogance, of obstinacy. Oh Allah, our anger knows no limits these days. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu hame paak saaf dil ata farma. Bless us with the hearts that you give to your awliya. Bless us with the hearts that you give to your friends and walis. Ay Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to those whom you love. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu hum sab ko nek bana de. Hum sab ko salih bana de. Ay Allah, hum sab ko ek bana de. Ay Allah, bless us with a life of taqwa. Bless us with a life of piety. Bless us with a life, O Allah, of istiqamat on deen. Bless us with the life of zuhad and qanaat. Bless us with the life of shukr, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from israf and wastage in our lives, O Allah. Give us the tawfiq to appreciate the ni'mats which you have blessed us with, and protect us from any kind of abuse of those ni'mats that you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, everything that you have given us is a ni'mat. It's a great bounty. O Allah, do not let us destroy our health with drugs, with drink, and with all kinds of evils in our lives. Ay Allah, give us the lives that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ay Allah, hum sab ko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat de, tera qurb de, teri marifat de, tera yaqeen de. Ay Allah, bless us with such closeness of yours and such muhabbat and love of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that shaitan and nafs cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ay Allah, there is no happiness in following the dictates of our nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters. Ay Allah, you want to give us a life of respect, a life of honor, a life of happiness, a life of contentment, a life of tranquility, serenity and joy. Ay Allah, give us the tawfiq, give us the himmat and courage to fight nafs and shaitan like lions. Ay Allah, we may be weak against nafs and shaitan, but oh Allah, you are not weak. Ya Allah, give us the strength. Pull us towards you with your power of jazm. Ya Allah, we have tried many times and failed, but oh Allah, you have the power of pull. Oh Allah, pull us towards you with your power of jazm. Ya Allah, hum sabko apna bana le. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Amen. How long are we going to remain the slaves of nafs and shaitan? Where Allah, what enjoyment are we really getting? Ha, very Allah, when it becomes too late, then we shed tears. Ay, very Allah, give us the tawfiq to shed tears before it is too late. Ay Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah before our death. Ay Allah, these days we are hearing every minute, every hour, people departing from this world within seconds. Fit, healthy, young people gone to work do not return home. Ay Allah, shot and killed or accidents, and they are gone from this world. Where Allah, we too do not know when our death will come, and where it will come, and how it will come. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, watching some filthy porn movie, or, oh Allah, with our gazes stuck on some porn website. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us with some filthy magazine or novel in our hands. Ay, very Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in some adultery or fornication, or popping drugs into our mouths, or with a bottle of wine in our hands. Ha, very Allah, what embarrassment, shame and humiliation and disgrace that will be for the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, don't make us a source of embarrassment for the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, give us the strength and the courage to obey you. Oh Allah, put so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts that it becomes extremely easy for us to do that which is pleasing to you, and extremely easy for us to give up that which is haram and forbidden. Ay mere pyare khuda, mere rahim Allah, sehat ke baad bemari mat de, izzat ke baad, ay Allah, izzat ke baad zillat mat de, ay Allah, quwwat ke baad zauf mat de, Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and get them out of their financial difficulty. Oh Allah, most of our difficulties we have purchased ourselves. Ya Allah, so many of our brothers are sinking because of the bank loans and interest payments. Ya Allah, when our shoes are on interest, when our clothes are on interest, when our carpets are on interest, when our homes are on interest, when our cars are on interest, may Allah, when even the food we buy is on interest, then may Allah, how can rahmat and mercy descend in our homes? And then we have flooded our homes with so much of filth. Ha, may Allah, give us the realization. Ya Allah, give us some enjoyment and taste in your ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat. Allah, put the sweetness of iman into our hearts. Ya Allah, how long are you going to keep us distanced from you because of our sins? Where Allah, we are not giving up sins. Why should you give up your sifat of forgiveness, O my Allah? Ya Allah, hum nikamme hai, hum nalayak hai, hum badkar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum khatakar hai, lekin mere maula bande tere hai, tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha. My Allah, where do we go? Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it is everywhere your kingdom. Mere Allah, if you turn away your glance of forgiveness and rahmat from us because of our weakness and sins, then by Allah, which other home is there for us that we can go? Which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other deity is there for us that we can extend our hands and beg? There is no one for us besides you. There is no support for us besides your support. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our hearts. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us from the road that leads to shaitan and nafs. Distance us from the road that leads to the fire of Jahannam. Ay Allah, protect us from the azab of Qabr. Protect us from the azab of Akhirat. Ay Allah, give hidayat to all those who are the enemies of Islam. Bless them with Islam and Iman. Ay Allah, bless them with hidayat and guidance. Ay Allah, Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took upon himself so much of difficulties, so much of trials and hardships, so that hidayat may reach the entire globe. Ay Allah, bless the enemies of Islam with hidayat. Give them the understanding of what Islam is. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that even if they know what it is, they will never ever accept it. And they will create great amount of problems for the Muslim Ummah. And they will create great obstruction and bring about destruction with their bombs and with their missiles. Then, oh my Allah, shake them like you shook the Adil. Allah, rain the bombs upon their own heads. Allah, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Allah, shatter their alliances and coalitions. Allah, cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Oh Allah, oh my beloved Allah, if you could have sent the Ababil and destroyed the army of Abraha, Allah, aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wohi qadir mutlaq khuda hai. Allah, assist and help the Muslim Ummah. Allah, Mujahideen ki madad aur nusrat farma. Palestine ki Mujahideen ki madad farma. Palestine ki Mujahideen aur musalmano ki nusrat farma. Allah, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Hindustan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Africa, mere pyare Allah. Dunya bhar mein musalman ummat pareshan hai. Even in the Muslim countries, oh my Allah, they cannot worship as they would like to worship you. Allah, change those governments. Mere pyare khuda, tu sabko hidayat de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Ay Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you. When the time of our departure comes, oh Allah, bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. Therefore we are seeking shahadat in Madina Sharif. So that when the winds of rahmat blow over the graveyard there, Ay Allah, we too may be forgiven. Mere pyare khuda, but if it is not muqaddar there, then wherever it may be, give us a death of barkat. Give us a death on iman. At the time of our death, show us some tajalli of yours, that our soul comes dancing towards you. Ya Allah, you are well aware of every desire that is in the hearts of people who have gathered here and our sisters who have gathered at the madrasa. Ey mere pyare khuda, inke jitne bhi nek ummeedein hain, all the good desires that in their hearts, Ya Allah, fulfill those good desires. Allah, unki nek muradon ko pura farma de. Allah, pure alam ke musalmanon ko hidayat e tamma ata farma. Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. And those who have got children, O Allah, make them obedient to you, obedient to their parents. Allah, make them follow the deen and sharia. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. O Allah, if you become ours, then everything will be ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi she nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi she nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yahi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe, sabko qubool farma. Ay Allah, jiska bhi hum par ehsaan ho, unko tere shayan shan jazaye khair ata farma. Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba e kiram, tabeen, tabe tabeen, auliya, hamare mashayikh, hamare asatiza, ay Allah, hamare dost ahbab, rishtedar, jiska bhi ehsaan ho, ay Allah, tere shayan shan unko jazaye khair. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين